our eyes were just in a slightly different from what they are. When we talk, we see things are out of our mind.
Welcome to Strange Familiars. Strange Familiars is brought to you by 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy. Check them out at sidhappens.us. Look for the 90 Days to the Perfect Puppy link at the top of the page. How are you tonight, Allison?
I'm fine.
That sounded like a very not fine fine.
No, I'm fine. I'm drinking a mango soda. They're not paying us, so I won't say what brand it is, but...
Good. So, as previewed, was it the end of last episode where I talked about Gazoo's Woods? I think it was. Tonight, have an on-site episode at the place that we call Gazoo's Woods. It's a little bit hard for me to judge because I'm not the listener. Mm-hmm. But I do get a feeling about the podcast. Like when we did Pandemonium, I got a feeling. I'm like, this is a pretty special episode. I really feel like these episodes, it's going to be two parts. Gazoo's Woods part one will be this week, part two will be next week. I really feel like these are on par with Pandemonium, if not maybe a little better, but we'll see. It's up to the listeners to decide. Pretty intense night there. You'll hear all about it. Chad and I talk all about it, and we have on-site audio, got clips of the weird noises that we captured.
Is this that creepy place I was at just one time in the daytime, and it was like a stuffed animal graveyard?
I mean, it's a graveyard, and there happen to be stuffed animals there. But yes, it is that place.
That's not the only stuffed animal graveyard, though, that we've been to, right? There's that weird little graveyard in the woods that had stuffed animals around it, too.
The one at Cadores?
Yeah, you walk the trail, and then you get to the end.
Did that have stuffed animals in it? Uh-huh.
But they weren't there as, like on a grave for someone as a... Yeah, it
was right. Yeah, these aren't either. I mean, that's what people suggested. Like, oh, people leave stuffed animals on graves sometimes. That's not this.
No, they don't. They don't leave like scuzzy crows.
So before we get to Gazoo's Woods, I want to talk about our new sponsor, MHZ Choice. It's MHZ as in zebra. MHZChoice.com is where you can find them. You can use promo code STRANGE at checkout, and that'll get you your first month free. After that, it's $7.99 a month, no commitment, cancel anytime. MHZ is a streaming service like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, etc. They've got programs from over 20 countries, a lot of mysteries and crime shows and dramas from Europe. They're always expanding. All the programs are presented in their original language, so you don't have that overdubbing stuff. But the subtitling is wonderful. They do their own subtitling in-house. It's easy to follow. Easy to read. You don't get lost. You're not trying to read quicker than the subtitles go by. Right now, we're watching a show called Secta. It just premiered. The first two episodes dropped this week.
It's about cult deprogrammers in Russia.
I really like the subtlety of it in that you don't know who's the bad guy and who's the good guy exactly yet. I think they're sort of pushing us to think the cult leader is the bad guy. But there's some stuff about the cult deprogrammers that...
kind of mirrors what the cult itself was doing.
Yeah.
Trying to suss out the history of everyone involved and where they're going now.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really interesting show. It looks really cool. You can check it out. It's called Secta, S-E-K-T-A. Like I said, the first two episodes dropped this week. There's going to be 8 episodes. So if you get MHZ Choice, you can follow along with us. We'll be talking about the episodes as they go along. When you use the promo code STRANGE, you have to use it at mhzchoice.com directly. You can't use it on any of their partner platforms like Amazon Prime. You can get them on Roku, Xfinity, etc. To redeem that code, you have to go right to mhzchoice.com. We're going to cut to Chad and I talking about Gazoo's Woods. I just wanted to mention, this is on-site audio. I try to mention this every time we do on-site stuff.
You don't have a studio in the woods.
Don't have a studio in the woods. I'm usually holding the recorder. Chad might walk off to check something out, and he's out of mic range. So the levels are up and down. They're all over the place. I do my best to even them out. I think it's pretty good. I think it's definitely worth listening to, but expect some variance as far as the audio goes. It's So we're going to talk about what we call Gazoo's Woods.
The Great Gazoo's Woods.
Now, I was going to say the name of this place, the actual name. We call it Gazoo's Woods. We'll explain why. I was going to say the actual name of this place, but I decided not to. It's kind of a semi-public place. Like, you're allowed to go there if you get permission from the people that run it.
Right.
It's not hard to get permission. It's not like it's a top secret thing or anything, but I didn't want like a storm of people showing up there all of a sudden, you know, looking for Bigfoot or whatever we're talking about.
Right.
So if you're a patron, we did give the name before on Patreon shows. So you probably know where it is. Other people, you can probably figure it out. If you do, just ask that you be respectful. Don't go there and be crazy. Somebody besides us has set up a sort of gifting area.
Yeah, which has been going on for, what, 2 years now?
It's been a while.
Been a while. So yeah. Somebody's been doing something up there, leaving stuff. So.
Yeah, and we would ask you, like, not to add or take away from that because we've been kind of observing that. If more people start adding stuff, then it's just, you know.
Gets to be too much.
Yeah.
And we've put one thing there, and if you remove it, I'm not saying you can't. We'll think it's something woo going on.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, for our ongoing, because we'll probably be ongoing.
Yeah, we're going back
this
there.
Place out.
We're definitely going back there. And it's not like it's super remote. It's another of these places that's like, there's some woods around, but it's not out in the middle of nowhere.
No, really, it's not. I mean, there's houses near it.
So the reason I first went to this place is a BFRO report. I was going to read that, but that will give it right away. So I'll give a summation of the BFRO report. Basically, a person went there night hiking. Two people, I think, went there night hiking. They saw some strange eye glow that they couldn't explain. They saw, I believe the eye glow either came closer or they heard something behind them. They looked behind and there was eye glow behind them. And they felt they were being closed in upon. It was a pretty intense experience for Northern Maryland. So I thought, well, I'm going to go check this place out.
And how long ago was this? Is it 3 years ago or 2 years ago?
It was right after Beyond the Seventh Gate, I think. It would have been in the very earliest days of the podcast. So what is that? Beyond the Seventh Gate was 2016. So probably right 2016, right around then.
So that was a little while ago.
So I go there the first day, and I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been there before. And I'm hiking all around the place. And the first unusual thing I saw that day was a melanistic fox, pure black. It's absolutely beautiful. I saw it twice that day.
I forgot about that. You told me, I just forgot about it.
He was right in that area where the bathrooms are. I saw him twice that day. I followed the trail up to the cemetery area. I didn't know it led to a cemetery at that time. So I just, you know, I'm just walking through the
woods.
You're
moving uphill.
Yeah, just where does this go? Comes out to a cemetery. Oh, this is neat. And I start looking around and I noticed there were stuffed animals. Now, I've talked to people since then and they've told me, well, it's not that unusual to find stuffed animals in cemeteries. You know, often people leave them on loved ones' graves or on children's graves and stuff. That's not what this is.
No, because they're at, when I was there, there were remains of the ones that you had seen, plus a new one, and they had been, I don't want to say they were the cardinal points, we didn't check it with a compass yet.
No, but the cemetery is surrounded on three sides by woods, and these were placed just in the wood line on those three sides.
Yep.
It was a gorilla, which was I thought was interesting because... And we'll come back to this. This gets pretty woo, people. So if you're not down for the woo, sorry. That gorilla was the same gorilla I had bought 1 year for Ursula, my daughter, as a Valentine's Day gift present. It was a gorilla wearing boxer shorts. And I believe the one I got for Ursula had hearts on the boxer shorts. This one had peppers. That was the difference. And we'll come back to...
He was the spicy gorilla.
There was a walrus. Okay, I have no connection to a walrus stuffed animal, but there was a walrus stuffed animal. And there was a Barney, you know, Barney the dinosaur.
Right.
on each side, just inside the wood line. That's kind of creepy.
Was there one in the entrance?
No, not that day.
Not a day.
But
not
I didn't check day. Real hard that day. Okay. I didn't check super hard. I took pictures. I was like, that's kind of creepy. On my way up, and so this is why it's called Gazoo's Woods. On my way up to the cemetery, I felt this creepy, creepy feeling in the woods there. And again, not super closed in woods. It's not super brushy. It's pretty open.
It's very open. I mean, it's almost like a park.
Yeah.
Like if you go to one of those picnic woods where it's like a wood lot and they have cleaned out all the underbrush.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how this is, except there's a couple of dropped limbs and all that stuff, but mostly it's really open. I mean, you can see in the daytime yards into the woods.
And as I'm going up there, I just got this creepy feeling. Now, I hike alone all the time. I hiked alone at this point more than I do now. I was out 3 times a week hiking by myself. I'm not creeped out in the woods in general. So to get this feeling is something I take note of, especially in a very open woods like this.
Yeah, and a place that's not in the middle of nowhere.
Neither. Right, yeah, yeah. I've been way more remote places than this. And I was like, oh, this is creepy. So I got out my camera, my cell phone camera at the time, and I just started firing pictures off around me, just turning around in circles and just firing random pictures off. Then I go up to the cemetery, find the stuffed animals. I leave that day, and I go home. I hiked around a little bit more, I think, after that, but... And I'm just looking through those pictures. And I saw something funny in one of them. Like, what is that? The pictures I took when I felt creeped out. And there's this human-shaped figure. I don't know what it was. But to me, it looks like he's wearing a green helmet. So I call it Gazoo, after the character on the Flintstones.
The Great Gazoo from Flintstones. Yeah. So for those who don't know, the Great Gazoo appeared in later episodes of the Flintstones. And he was like an alien that was sent back in time to help Fred Flintstone through troubles in life.
But also kind of a trickster figure.
Yeah, yeah. He would call Fred Flintstone dummy all the time. Yeah. He called all the people, the cave people, dummies. Remember that? He'd be like, well, yeah, dummy.
Yeah.
And then he would flick his fingers and he had magic and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he was a little green guy.
Yeah, this is a little... kind of Hanna-Barbera's answer to Marvin the Martian, I guess.
Yeah, he had a cape, I think, and home. But he had done something and that was his penance, was to go back.
Was that, I don't remember all
I
those
remember
details.
That. Wow. I remember that. And I didn't even do the research. I just remember this because, yeah, I don't know.
I just remember him being sort of like, you know, he would sort of grant wishes, but there was always this like twist to them.
Yeah.
Like, so he was a kind of a trickster.
He would say, I could do this, but it's going to have a side effect that you might not like. And then he would do it. And then Fred would end up being like, oh, no, put it back the way it is. And then he'd figure it out on his own. And that was good. That was Gazoo's way of guiding him and teaching him. And he could, well, yeah, dummy, I told you that at the beginning. And that's what he would say. But yeah, he was doing penance.
So this figure in this photograph was convincing enough. Now, that you remember, this is 2016. This is Allison at her most skeptical.
Yes, I was about ready to say that. But
This is Allison... You're all crazy, Allison. This is Allison at this point. And I show her this picture. I was like, look at this picture. And I told her, basically, like, I shot this, you know, I was in the woods hiking today, I took this picture. And she said, this is a quote. I remember. She says, somebody was following you.
Or something.
Well.
Or who knows?
Who knows? So that was Gazoo's Woods. And
are you going to put the picture up? I know you've done it once before.
I put it up for patrons. Yeah, I guess we'll see. My only hesitation is that people, you know, the way people are.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I really don't see it or something like that.
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try to put all the pictures up in the show notes. Now, I came back a few other times. I think my son and I went hiking there once or twice after that. Now, in the meantime, we start hiking and hanging out and having all the adventures that people have heard before.
Misadventures, whatever you want to call them.
And we had gone to Harry Springs. And what did we find at the trailhead at Harry Springs the first time we went?
Stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals. No way did I think at that time to connect that to the cemetery at Gazoo's Woods.
So at Harry Springs, there were multiple stuffed animals. One was a pony.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a gorilla? I think There was.
There was, but it was a different kind of gorilla. It was more like almost like a sock monkey.
Yeah. So there was a gorilla, and I can't remember what the other ones were. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been new ones put there and have disintegrated since then, but the ones we saw have already disintegrated.
Now, it's
the pony is important.
It's weirder, I think, that stuffed animals are at Harry Springs, because it's just there's nothing around there.
Yeah, it's
my thought originally with the cemetery at Kazoo's Woods was, this is some local kid who's playing in the cemetery and they've left their stuffed animals out. So again, okay. In the meantime, we find stuffed animals at Harry Springs. One day we were out hiking. There was another cemetery along the Gunpowder in Maryland that I wanted to take you to, where Gideon and I had gotten screamed at for like 5 minutes one day by something. It was horrifying. So I wanted to take you there and show you that place. And we went there, and then wasn't a super long hike that day, so we decided to go to Kazoo's Woods afterwards. So we go there, and I'm telling you about the stuffed animals and stuff.
Right.
We hike up to the cemetery again. We couldn't get into the cemetery. Well, we could, but we didn't want to. There was somebody walking their dog up there. And the dog was a pug.
Now, did we go to the cemetery first, or did we start at the bottom and work our way up through the
hill? We started at the bottom that day.
We hiked up. Mm-hmm. That's what we did. So we hiked up.
Because we stopped. We stopped and kind of waited in the woods as we were kind of watching the guy.
That's what we did, yes.
Walk his dog and stuff. And we didn't want to just pop out of the woods and scare him or whatever. You know? So we were just kind of waiting there. So he just, a short walk, he just has his pug and does a short walk with his dog and gets in his truck and leaves. And then we go up in the cemetery and start looking around. And I'm looking for those stuffed animals, the remains of them. And we found, at first, no stuffed animals that day, at first. But we did find the oyster shells with coins
in them. With coins in them, yep. And that was like right on the peripheral of the cemetery.
Yeah, so somebody has done a little ritual or offering or something there. And I'm looking around. I really wanted to find stuffed animals, because at this point, we had been talking about, I think I told you about the place, and we were talking about stuffed animals, and we made the connection. I don't know if one of us or both of us were like, oh, wait, we found stuffed animals at Harry Springs, right, too. So now I'm interested, and I'm like, well, now we're looking for stuffed animals.
Is this a thing? We're just trying to see.
And we're popping through, like, in and out of the woods all around the cemetery, and then we found this stuffed animal. Like, oh, there's a stuffed animal. And we go in. Now, this was different because this was further into the woods than I've been finding.
Yeah, it was at the trailhead that goes down into Woo Park of Kazoo's Woods.
And there's a brand new stuffed animal there. It was brand new. It looked like it was right from the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Brand new. It was a pug.
It was a pug. Well, you go, there's a dog. And I said, well, Tim, there's a synchronicity. And you go, what do you mean? I said, that guy's dog was a pug.
Yeah.
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 So, okay.
What
are the odds?
So this is 4 years after my initial visit.
Right.
If there are kids playing, you know, stuffed animals in the graveyard, whatever game that is, and I want to meet the morbid little kid who plays that game.
Right.
Because I think he's probably going to grow up to be me. But they've been now playing this game for 4 years. That seems like a long time for a kid to be doing that, right? Because that's a brand new stuffed animal we found.
Yeah, it was very brand new. Did it have like the same like little bandana around it as the pug? I think the guy's pug had a bandana.
Did he? I know you had a bandana on. So
yeah.
The pug had the bandana.
I think he did.
It did because it was still there.
Yeah.
So we looked around a little bit more. And at the front of the cemetery, we found the remains of a stuffed animal. Not one of the ones that was there the time I was there before. It wasn't a gorilla. It wasn't Barney the dinosaur, and it wasn't a walrus. If you were to drive to the cemetery and park, we'll call that the front.
At the gate.
The entrance, okay. Yep. At the entrance, we found yet another stuffed animal. It wasn't any of the ones we found before. It was very beat up. It was the remains of a stuffed animal, we'll call it. But there was enough left where you could tell what it was. It was the same damn pony from Harry Springs. The same kind. And I recognized it because, again, Woo City here.
Woo!
My daughter, when she was very little, we had bought her one. It was her favorite stuffed animal. Same kind of pony.
That's crazy.
So Are we stretching to make connections? I don't know. I'm just noting all this weird stuff. So that was a, you know, interesting day. And am I leaving anything out from that
visit? No. When we had walked through the area where you had seen Gazoo,
mm-hmm.
or I should say photographed Gazoo, we did shoot photographs off, but we didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And other than that, it really wasn't like a crazy, weird day. It was just right. The stuffed animals and the Harry Springs connection. Because I think that was a week after Harry Springs.
Yeah.
It was really close.
Yeah.
It was between visits to there.
So, the other night, we were just looking for something to do. And I think there were a number of places we were going to try to go. And it was literally the last minute. I think we were pulling out onto the main road. And I said, Gazoo's Woods. And you said, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, sure.
Let's try
that. And we were never there at night.
No.
The other times we were there were during the day.
Yeah. Always during the day. So this would be the first time we've been there at night. We have some on-site recordings of this. Now, old creaky boots, Redding. Chad has a pair of new boots, and they are quite creaky.
They are creaky. They're still breaking in.
Yeah, you can kind of hear them throughout. So there's things that say, you can hear little creaks and stuff throughout. So that's some of what you hear. Let's just go ahead and play this first segment, first on-site segment, and we'll talk about it afterwards. This is you and I the other night. This is right when we got there.
Yeah, we had driven to the top first, to the top of the hill.
Right, so we
to
parked,
the cemetery.
We parked at the cemetery, yeah, and just got out, started recording, and right away it was bonkers.
Yeah, it didn't even hesitate.
Right away.
Didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
You have the recorder on.
I do.
And then I'm a little spooked. I don't know why. Whatever it is, it's outside of our lights.
Yeah.
Oyster shells are still here, but the coins are gone.
Huh. Yeah, we're at the cemetery in the woods up from it, and there's something moving through the woods that's staying right outside of our lights.
This is a cemetery with the odd stuffed animals.
Yeah, this had all the stuffed animals. And the last time we were here, we had that really bizarre stuffed animal find.
What is it with cemeteries lately? Is there one out here? I can't remember.
A stuffed animal?
Yeah.
Not the last time we were here, but I did find one there the first time I came up here. I've never been here at night. Had plenty of weird stuff happen during the day. What's that light? See, it's right in my
what?
See that light down there?
It was definitely a set of eyes. It's gone now. No, there it is. See it?
Yep.
Animal of some sort. Yeah, see, that's what worries me. Whenever we see eyes, I start looking around.
There you are.
Good? Yeah.
There's one. One there, too.
Got movement up there.
I said I wasn't going to walk through the woods at night. There we are.
Well.
That was definitely a set of eyes that was down in here. Ooh, two.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it stays right out of the range of the light.
Yeah.
Now, would a deer do that?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird. Whatever that, I had the eyes just kind of melted away. Quietly. I mean, real quietly. I might have to start wearing my old boots.
At least I can hear you this way.
Oh, you want to hear me?
The comforting sound of creeks. Not the water.
Close your eyes a minute. I want to see something. Before we get too far back down in here, I want to make sure that we can follow night eyes the back way out.
Oh.
We had a lot of cicadas here. There's like little shells everywhere. I don't want to go too far because they don't have a night eye the other way out.
Yeah. We were going to look for that stuffed animal anyway.
Yeah. We'll go down this last one. We're going back. At least these woods are open.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah, this is where right around here is where I photographed that whatever was following me.
Thanks for telling me that. Moles are moving in.
I don't know what it was.
There's definitely something out here with us.
Notice it sounds like one hit each time, not like crunk crunk.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like something walking. It's just a soft thump.
Oof.
That time it wanted us to hear it.
Yeah.
You got your walking stick that just moved?
No, I don't think so.
I just saw a shadow move to the right. The reason I asked you that, I didn't know if that was like a shadow off your walking stick.
I don't think so. So I got a headlamp on, shouldn't be. Can you see it? No. It's because even when I do this, you don't see it.
Go ahead. No, that's not what I saw. I saw like a black, kind of like what you saw at
Site 7, yeah.
That's weird, you said it's making a noise and it did it again. That was like a crack.
Yeah.
That was the area where you saw that thing, right? Where you photographed.
Photographed something. It was like a person or something. I call it the Great Gazoo. Because it looks like, remember from the Flintstones?
Yeah.
Looks like it's wearing a green helmet or something like that. That was one of the ones when I showed that photograph to Allison. Even she said, something's following you.
What?
I thought it was a tree structure there. It's not.
It's over here now. What?
So I just caught eye shine over there, but maybe not. It might have been a firefly.
There it is again.
Yep.
I heard deer walk in the woods. That's not deer walking in the woods. They make a soft crunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the mirror is almost like we're being paced.
Yeah. So, let me get out of here and then I'll tell you my impression of what happened. See if you agree with me.
What, right now?
Yeah.
Another stuffed animal somewhere over here. To the right here. This is when they were cutting wood and stuff.
Yeah. Whoa, what was that?
What?
Yeah, I heard. Did you hear?
No, I missed it.
Like a low, like that.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, I don't know. If it... If it fell that way, that's wedged in there pretty good for a piece of dead wood.
This one I could see.
Yeah.
Well, here's the top of the branch. So we're going to have to fall this way. There's something dead up there. See that?
Yeah.
See, it moved over here.
Were you seeing movement over there?
No, no, no. I heard it.
Oh.
It moved.
We're heading there in a minute.
Eric?
Yeah. I don't see that stuff in there anymore. It's like gone.
Yeah, I'm not sure. As we walk down in,
hear that?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I didn't isolate a lot of the cracks and stuff we were hearing because
there was so much going on.
Well, there's a ton of them, and after a while it's impossible to tell what was the cracks that was happening beside us and what was us stepping on leaves or whatever,
right.
You know, so it was hard to pick them out.
Right.
That clip ends with you saying, did you hear that? We were hearing stuff all around us. I don't know how apparent it is in that clip. It was immediately, as soon as we got out, we were hearing things in the woods all around us.
And once again, we want to reiterate, these woods, especially at the cemetery, are very open.
Completely.
Yeah. There's no trees in the cemetery.
No, the cemetery itself is completely open. It's the kind of gravestones that are flat to the ground, mm-hmm. So they don't. There's nothing that can hide behind a gravestone.
And then there's another spot where it's like a big clearing. I mean, it's very open up there.
And the trees, you can, during the day, you can see a good long way into them. And with my headlamp, you had a flashlight. With our lights at night,
it was,
you said 30 yards.
30 yards,
I think that's about
at least.
Accurate. Yeah. So we're looking around. We're not seeing anything. Every time we flash our lights, every time we hear a sound, we're shooting the lights out.
We did see when we pulled in a cat, remember?
Oh, yeah.
There was a cat that
there was a kitty cat.
Ran into the,
yeah.
into the cemetery and was gone. So I don't know if that's anything or not. But.
So the end of that first clip ends with you kind of saying, did you hear that? And you were talking about hearing this sound, almost like a musical kind of sound. You said, like, it goes doot-doot-doot-doot or something like that. Your ears were on this night, by the way.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything you said, did you hear that? If I didn't hear it at the time, on these recordings, I went back and I was able to pick it up.
Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah, your ears were on this night. We got that sound. I'm going to play it now. I'm going to play it three times. You'll hear it through. All these clips I'll play three times in a row, these sounds I captured. So this is that sound. I don't know what it is.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and play that. This next sound is a little more frightening than that, I think. It starts out, it almost sounds like a dog barking, to the point I was like, that's a dog barking. This dog barking, we didn't make note of it at the time on the...
No.
Because usually we will say, for the sake of recording and for me finding the sounds later, we'll say, did you hear that? That sounded like blank, or that was, kind of describe it a little bit so I'll know what to look for when I go back to edit it. We didn't make note of this at all.
No, and usually we note when a dog barks.
Yeah.
Just so we, hey, that's a dog
right,
barking.
Yeah, exactly. This is a weird sound. So it starts like a dog barking, and then it ends not like a dog barking. It's got a like a hollow, almost electronic sound. I didn't treat any of these clips, by the way, with anything other than noise reduction. I just pulled the static out a little bit so you could hear the actual sounds a little bit better. I didn't EQ them or anything.
You had also said that you heard an electronic sound, too.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you saying that.
Oh, yeah. So let me go ahead and play this three times. Again, maybe it's a dog barking. I know the skeptics are going to say it's a dog. Okay, whatever. We didn't hear dogs barking.
It starts that way, but...
Yeah, we didn't hear... There weren't dogs barking around us. So let me go ahead and play that. Another thing I want to note, when we talk about seeing lights, I think the lights we were seeing here were not like the lights we saw at Flight 7.
No.
I think they were different. I think these were all eyes.
You think?
I think that these were because we were getting eye shine, and then I think they were. I think they were eyes.
So we were getting eye shine off our flashlights and headlamps, but we were also getting...
Eye glow.
We need to be distinct there. That we were getting both.
Because these weren't behaving at all, like not like the lights at Site 7, not like the lights at Harry Springs.
No, these were completely different animals.
Yeah.
And you're almost like, some of them were like a reddish orange and a red.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you this, and I didn't ask you this yet, so this will be interesting. Were they like the ones that you saw at White Rocks?
Yeah, the red ones.
That were on the hillside.
Mm-hmm. Not the ones we were seeing off in the distance.
No. I'm talking about the one that was at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
From Center Point Knob.
Yeah. Yeah. Just off the... Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah.
Frightening. My hair is like standing up because I just now thought of that question. I was just wondering if that was like them.
I don't know at what point when with these clips we mentioned this being like pandemonium. At some point you said to me, you said, you know what this is like? And I said, pandemonium. We both got that feeling because things were around us. When we went down, when we went after that eye shine and started going down that trail, the thing that I got nervous about is I could hear things come up on either side of us.
Circle up behind us.
And I thought we're being closed in.
And that's why we returned back to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And then we could hear it on the far side of the cemetery. Then we went into the cemetery. There was even one point, I don't know if you got on the one clip where we heard it and it sounded just right beside the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I'm like, oh, we need to go back to the vehicle to make sure it's okay, because at this point we didn't know. It sounded almost like people two-legged things walking around us. These were not deer.
It was such a weird night. It was so weird, and I just couldn't believe it was. So go ahead and play this next on-site clip of us that night. This is still us just dealing with this intense time in and around this cemetery.
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
So as we went down in to chase that eye shine, man, that was loud. It's like we pushed it out and around.
Yes.
And it started. Really? What I was worried about was it closing in behind us, right? Cutting us off.
whatever it is, it's seeing just out of light.
Yeah, and it's making plenty of noise.
Well, when we were standing and recording in the cemetery, there was an odd, like, this real weird sound coming from there.
I missed it. So what's happening for the listeners? Wow.
Hear that?
Yeah. Was it that sound?
No, it was almost like a... I know it sounds weird, but it was almost like a turkey or a chicken sound. It was like really strange.
Oh, there could be
a turkey or chicken. Does that make sense?
I guess. I mean, I was gonna say there could be turkey here. But...
Yeah, but turkeys wouldn't be making noise this time at night.
Shouldn't be unless we scared them out, right?
No.
Oh, no, they should be roosting.
In that clip, you talk about hearing what you called like a weird turkey sound or a weird chicken sound.
Yeah, and what it was similar to that doot 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 doo, but was, excuse my real weird verbalizations, but I was trying to figure out what it was. Because that I was just stretching at this point, because I'm like, what is that? But you obviously caught that.
Yeah. It sounds like some kind of weird bird. So
yeah.
Let me just go ahead and play it. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Sounds like some kind of weird
bird. Didn't surprise any turkeys like up roosting or anything like that. I mean, they probably would have tore off or,
yeah. You know,
we never heard anything flapping away from us.
All right, let's go ahead and play this next clip, then. We're still in the top area. We're still in the cemetery.
Anyway, so we're in here, and it's this... the cemetery is just surrounded by woods on...
Listen. Thought I heard an owl from way out. There it was. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it. Is that an owl?
What the hell it sounded like. Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
In any case, it's surrounded on three sides by woods. And we're hearing something crack. Basically on all three sides of us. At different intervals. We saw some eyes shine.
Alright, I just... saw something down in there.
Yeah. Well, that's where I've been hearing.
But it was after your light was off of it.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it was, like, just on the edge of your light? You're that f***ing owl way out.
Yeah.
That was a bang. That was a crack. That was a snap. That was more of a thunk.
So what we're getting is we're getting all sides of the stuff. And they're...
You see, I just saw a light right here. But was it a fire?
Man.
This is getting weird.
This is getting... It's too much to be stuff falling from trees, you know what I mean?
It moved over that way now. Do you hear it?
Yeah. And behind us again.
There's no way in hell we're chasing deer.
Well, that was right. This is weird.
It sounds like it's right in the vehicle.
This is weird.
That owl's going nuts.
Yeah.
I'm hearing two owls now. I'm hearing one to the back, way out. I just heard a barred owl down there by the creek. There's one way out far that just keeps
hooting. I hear it.
There's the barred owl.
Yeah, I hear
the
whoop whoop.
This little eye shine out there. Right where my light is. It's like it's right up on us, but there's nothing there.
I know.
I mean, like, right up on it.
Totally.
You just hear that?
Yeah, I totally heard that. It's right there.
You know what this reminds me of?
He's getting closer, too.
Yeah. Pandemonium.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When I heard a sound, I think it was right on the other side of this building. Yeah. There's nothing there.
We just found it again.
There's no way it's deer. The woods are too open. We'd see them.
All right, Chad, let me posit this.
I'm listening.
What if it's not something stepping? What if it's things being thrown?
That's a possibility.
That last one sounded like it hit leaf up high, you know, leaves on the tree, and then hit the ground.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to leave the rock here that Diane gave us. How's that sound?
Yeah, we could do that.
But we heard the one sounded like a knock to me, like far out.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you see?
The light. Reddish orange.
Turn your light off. Mine's on. I just gotta flick it up real quick. Like that. Do you still see it?
Oh yeah, I can see it out of the corner of my eye without my light even on it.
Oh yeah, I see it now. Real dim?
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
It's still there. I can still see it.
There's something behind us, by the way.
Yeah, I hear it. As I take a couple steps forward.
Is it going now? I think it's gone. It's real dim.
Yeah. Holy man, that was right there.
That's what I said. Somebody saw it. They're right by the truck. That's why we came back to the truck, because I don't...
I mean, that was right there.
I know.
Remember that day we watched deer go all through there?
It's not deer running through
the
woods.
No, that's not what I'm saying it is, but I'm saying those woods aren't thick.
No, none of these woods are thick.
Not like Site 7, where...
It's not like a back in sheet.
Dude. No, it's right there. Like, the
Does
sound.
Does it get more intense?
Yeah.
You know why? Because I just walked into the cemetery.
That was a knock.
There was a light right down in there. It's gone now. It was just a... As you swung your light, it was on the tip of your light.
Man, that sounded like walking.
There was the orange again, right down in there.
You hear that?
Yep. That was something sailing through the trees.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
I just heard a soft footfall right out here.
Yeah, not so soft over to the my right, your left. Dude.
What?
It's right there, whatever it is. It's like, how is it staying out of sight?
Huh?
How is it staying out of sight? It's right there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're hearing them. I'm just assuming there's more than one.
If there's not more than one, it's lightning fast because it's going on all sides, or else it's throwing stuff on all
that
sides.
That crack was me.
Yeah.
See, look how open these woods are.
I know.
There is no way in.
Okay. Was that something hitting the ground?
I missed it.
It's right in front of you.
That was back in where I heard the football. I'll back up this way.
Three things from that clip. At one point you said you hear like a whack and you're like this wasn't like a crack. This was like something being hit. At some point we came to the conclusion that things were being thrown, which ended up being true. Because we could hear some things. Not every sound. That's the thing.
Yeah, not every sound was like that.
One of these sounds, but some of these sounds you hear things coming through the leaves overhead and then they'd hit.
They'd hit the leaf litter.
Or the ground, or the gravel where we were parked.
Right. And that's why I said that one was different, because we were hearing a lot of that, of that leaf, of stuff arcing through the leaves, because if you threw a baseball or something, it passes through the limbs of the trees, and then it hits the ground.
Right.
That's what we were hearing, that thunk, that hollow thunk. We never saw anything land near us.
Nope.
And that's why I said that sounded more like a whack.
Mm-hmm. This sounded like a hit. Well, I did isolate that, so we'll go ahead and play that. Next clip I want to play is, I didn't isolate a lot of the owl sounds. If you listen closely, listeners, you can hear a lot of them in the background.
This is when things really escalated. I mean, it got intense.
I did capture one, so I'll go ahead and play just a clip of the owl. At one point, it got really loud and intense.
Yeah, we had an owl from a distance, and then we had one that was coming up from down the hill. And he was really sounding off, and it sounded like he was getting closer as he was going.
And the final thing I wanted to clip out of that segment is there's like a single woof, and it sounds like a dog. It's loud, and it's close to us, and we didn't comment on it again. I don't even remember hearing it that night.
No.
It sounds like a single bark, but again, there weren't dogs out. There weren't dogs barking. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but here, we'll go ahead and play that three times. Kazoo's Woods continues next episode. Do not miss it. We have more on-site audio. We went from the cemetery down around the other side. I'll just give a little hint. We each asked something of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Of Kazoo. Not by name. And we each got a reply. Not verbal.
I wouldn't have thought we're verbal.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
We're in deep woo territory here. Stay tuned. Next week, come back for Kazoo's Woods Part 2. You don't want to miss it. Before we do the photo of the week, I want to thank our patrons. Thank you so much, patrons. Strange Familiars could not happen without our patrons. Patrons make this show possible. Because of you guys, because of everything you do for us, we've added two patron shows a month now. One kind of more normal show, and one's going to be ostensibly a more relaxed show. We'll see how it pans out. So two new episodes for patrons every month, exclusive for patrons.
That sounds like double the value.
You get more content. You help support the podcast. Patreon.com/strangefamiliars. Go ahead and check it out. If you don't like the idea of a monthly or yearly subscription like Patreon and you still want to help, you can make a one-time donation via PayPal. Go to the show notes under any episode at strangefamiliars.com and look for the paypal.me link. You can click that and make a one-time donation. Of course, that helps as well. All right. Photo of the week. You didn't have a picture of Gazoo.
I didn't. In lieu of Gazoo.
In lieu of Gazoo.
In lieu of Gazoo.
Can you rhyme this whole photo of the week section?
I cannot, nor will I. Since we had a pretty in-depth conversation about fashion recently, I thought I would pick someone who really on par with your fashion sense.
Okay. So this was on the second patron episode of May. And by the way, there will be a rebuttal coming on the second patron show for June.
Just following that thread of super fashionable people, I do have... This girl is legitimately super fashionable in a way that...
She's kind of awesome.
I would always want to be, but I could never pull this off. She's wearing a pretty fantastic hat. She's beautiful. Nice contrast. She kind of falls into shadow at one point.
Is that a stole? Would that be a stole?
Yes, I believe she has a stole with these like large links of maybe celluloid or something that's hooking them together. It's...
Yeah,
she's pretty fabulous.
She is
pretty
fabulous.
Stylish, and this is from the it's an unmounted gelatin silver or silver gelatin era photo.
So, 20s, 1920s.
Yeah, I would say it's like, I mean, it might even be just slightly earlier than that. But she's honestly cooler than either one of us could ever hope to be.
I don't know.
Well, I don't. You can't tell what kind of pants she's wearing. Exactly. Like, she might very well. This is only a 3/4. Kind of bust shot. She could be wearing yellow camo pants or anything.
She could be. If you go to the show notes under this episode at strangefamiliars.com, you can see an image of this photo. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Etsy shop where you can buy this and other photos of the week. We still have a few other photos in there. While you're on Etsy, you can get my new art booklet, Monsters Under the Hospital Bed, with the drawings I did when I was...
In the hospital.
Some of them I did in the hospital. Some of them I did when I was on medical house arrest or whatever at home here. We also have Strange Familiar shirts, every size, small through 3XL right now. Don't sleep on those because they don't stay around long, especially the extended sizes. And of course, we have all my books are there. When you order them from us on Etsy, they come signed. Just added some more artwork. I'll be adding more artwork as time goes on. I did find some more originals that I can list. Go ahead and check it out. Etsy shop name is Lost Grave, one word, but if you type in Strange Familiars, our stuff should come up. While you're on Etsy, make sure to check out Chad's shop, Ruck Rabbit Outdoors, and our friends at Karmic Garden as well. That's one word, Karmic Garden. That's going to be it for this week. I do want to remind everybody, make sure to come back next week for Gazoo's Woods Part 2. I think it's worth it. I think it'll be worth the wait. We were going to drop a patron show in between, and then I just decided not to. We're going to hold off on the patron show. I don't want anything to distract from Gazoo's Woods Part 1 and Part 2. We'll drop the first patron show for June immediately after Gazoo's Woods Part 2 drops. We'll be back soon with another episode of Strange Familiars. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts, music, books, art, podcasts, and more. Intro and background music is by Stone Breath. If you want to hear more or you'd like to purchase music by Stone Breath, you can go to stonebreath.bandcamp.com for more. Strange Familiars is on Facebook, facebook.com/strangefamiliars, where you can join the Strange Familiars gathering group. We are on Instagram, @strangefamiliars, and if you're wandering around the web looking for us, you can always find us at strangefamiliars.com. Remember when you were given websites and you used to say www.strangefamiliars.com? Some people would even say http://www.strangefamiliars.com. Nowadays, you can just say strangefamiliars.com. We've really come along.
We really have come a long way.
Stands at her bower door, straight as a willow wand. By her came the blacksmith with a hammer in his hand. Kind hide, lady, by, there's nowhere you can hide. This rusty smith will be your love for all your maiden bride. Well, may you dress, my lady, fair in your robes of red. Before the moon at the same time, I'll gain your maiden hand. Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. This rusty smith will be your love for all your maiden bride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me wrong to think to gain my maiden hand that I have kept so long? Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. This rusty smith will be your love for all your maiden bride. I'd rather I were dead and gone and buried in my grave than a rusty stock of coal blacksmith my maiden head should have. Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. This rusty smith will be your love for all your maiden bride. The lady, she held up her hand and swore upon her soul that she'd not be that blacksmith's love for a whole chest full of gold. Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. This rusty smith will be your love for all your maiden bride. Blacksmith, he held up his hand and swore upon the mass, I'll have you in my bed, lady, in half an hour less. Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide. This rusty smith will be your love for all your maiden bride. Lady, she became a dove and flew up in the air, and he became a cock pigeon and they flew pair and pair. She was low, he held her so, and still he bade her bide. This lusty smith her lover was for all her maiden bride. Lady, she turned into a hare and ran across the plain, and he turned into a greyhound dog and chased her down again. She was woe, he held her so, and still he bade her bide. The lusty smith her lover was for all her maiden bride. And she became a little mare as dark as the night was black, and he became a gilt saddle and rode upon her back. She was woe, he held her so, and still he bade her bide. This lusty smith her lover was for all her maiden bride. And she became a silken plaid and stretched upon the bed, and he became a green covering and gained her maiden head. She was woe, he held her so, and still he bade her bide. This lusty smith her lover was for all her maiden bride.
All in the ground, he became a cold grave.
became the cold gray clay and smothered her all around. And she became a corpse, a corpse all in the ground. And he became the cold gray clay and smothered her all around.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.